गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद राधे गोपाल राधे गोविंद राधे गोपाल राधे गोविंद राधे गोपाल राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे श्री राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे गोविंद राधे गोपाल राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम हे जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम या करुणा जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर भगवान की श्री भांडीरवन धाम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा सो वी कैन हैव मोबाइल्स ऑन साइलेंट मोड So it was supposed to be the gathering of Ekameva Utsav. But it has, to a certain degree it is like that only. Because of the rains. We didn't announce that way, but we thought all those who are involved in Rupanjari's wedding, they can be called.
So Sri Krishna and Radharani, they got married in how many places? Any idea? No. Bandirvan. That is true. Any other place? If I tell you directly, then you will not remember it at all. That's why I'm trying to scratch your brains, not my brain. Yes, next place is, somebody said what? Sanket. It's another place they got married. Any other place? Kshama Devi. Any other place Sri Krishna got married with Radharani? He also got married under Bansivat at Vrindavan. Then Nandagaon and Barsana. Five places. Of these two five places, Brahma was the Purohit at Sanket and at Bandirvan. So as we are on the Ekameva Utsav of wedding, I thought we'll talk about wedding only. That will be interesting. On one platform, they never got married. They always enjoyed the Parakeya Bhav. But at the same time, they got married also. And you see that in Nandagaon, Radharani's deity is there. In Nandagaon Darshan. Standing separately with proper maryada, as if standing in in-law's house. Not standing with him as everywhere. So they did get married. And there are many pastimes which are linked with their after marriage times also. First I will tell you the marriage pastime, then I will tell you the after marriage pastimes. And if I forget, please remind me also. At one point of time, you all know that she washed her hands in Pili Pokhar. There was a turmeric powder on her hand put by Yashoda Mata. And then she washed her hands and the news broke out that yes, they got engaged. It was agreed upon that they got engaged. And then everybody went running to Purnamasi. Because Purnamasi is guru of all the gopis. So Purnamasi was supposed to take out Murta for the wedding. But Purnamasi is Bhavani herself, Parvati. And she thought that if at this early age, if we take out the Murta for wedding, then the whole Parakya Bhav of Nandagaon Barsana will be lost. So she told everybody that there is no proper Murta now. The stars are not in good shape. The marriage won't be successful. So with these few reasons because she is a guru of all the gopis, which they had to accept, and the marriage was postponed. And that is when Sri Krishna actually performed the Brahma Samohan Leela. Brahma Samohan Leela was meant to fulfill many purposes. And one of the purposes was to get married with Radharani and gopis. So when Sri Krishna, when Brahma stole all the calves and the cowherd boys, all of you know Krishna became cowherd boys and calves. And it took one moment for Brahma to come back and recheck what's happening. And that was 1 year of earth. So every day of that year, from the very evening when they were stolen, every day he went as if everybody was there. Because he became everybody. Exactly. So he went home and every day they went to herd the cows, every day they went back. It's like routine, nobody even noticed. But some unusual things were noticed, that the cows were having extra love for their calves. And every gopi was having so much love for their children, which they never felt before. In fact, it surprised them also. How they feel so much love for their children, which they never felt before. But they could relate that it was something like what they feel for Krishna, they were feeling for their children. The cows, they would lick their babies. The coward boys were getting little puzzled, and this went on. And in between the year, Krishna told Nanda Baba that now it looks nice constellation in the sky. Everything is so nicely arranged. This is the best time to get all gopis married to gopas. So all the gopis were married to all the gopas. All the gopas were married to all the gopis. And they were all small, basically. Not they were grown up, because it's Vatsapal Leela. Brahma Samohan Leela is Vatsapal Leela, under 5 years of age. When Krishna became 5 years old, and the next Gopastami came, that time the big cows were given. And then all the big Arishtasura, all the Leelas, Keshighat, all those took place. But Brahma Samohan Leela is Vatsapal Leela, when the baby cows were there and baby cowherd boys were there. So they were married in small age, and that time Abhimanyu got married with Radharani. But Abhimanyu was Krishna that time. And for the whole year, all of them, all the cows had the experience of having Krishna as their calf. All the gopis had the experience of having Krishna as their son. And all the conjugal gopis had the experience of having Krishna as their husband. Everybody had their complete fulfillment of all desires. So this is one wedding, which is an incognito wedding. It's not actual wedding, but actually it's wedding also. Everybody stayed with Krishna as his wives. And at the end of the 1 year, when Brahma, after his one moment, when Brahma came to understanding that, oh, he's my Lord actually. So he returned all those cows, babies and cowherd boys. That time, Krishna absorbed all those expansions, and he took real cowherd boys and real cows home. In between, one day, the big cows were being grazed by the big gopas, and small cows were being grazed by Krishna. And small cows were at the bottom of Govardhan, and big cows were grazing on the Govardhan. And suddenly the big cows saw the small cows, which were actually Krishna. And the way they ran downhill, raising their tails, you know, it was like very dangerous. The cowherd boys couldn't control them. They just ran behind, but they were running with jet speed. And they went down and they licked the babies with so much affection that Balaram was puzzled. First time, he asked Krishna in the ear, "What is this? It is something different than other times." So that time in the ear, Krishna told Balaram, "He is all me only." Why he didn't know that? Because it was Balaram's birthday when Brahma stole the cows. Balaram was held back at home by Rohini for Abhishek and donations. So he didn't know. And Krishna kept him without knowledge for a long time. But then one day he came to know. And after 1 year, then when they went back home, that is the time they told their parents that Krishna killed Agasur. You understand the mystery? Because Krishna called Agasur, that's why Brahma came to recheck, who is this boy? Who can kill Agasur? Agasur had endangered and scared everybody in Brahmaloka also. Everybody was trembling when Agasur, the name, when it was uttered. And that Agasur was killed by a baby in Vrindavan. Some coward boy killed him. So Brahma couldn't believe. Brahma thought, I will have to go and see. But there somebody told some demigods, he is Krishna himself. So Brahma didn't believe that. He had to come and check. And in the checking process, he stole. And that took 1 year. So for coward boys, they didn't know anything. They were put in Sammohan, in Nidra. So for them, the same day they went home, actually. For them. So as soon as they went home, they had to tell the story, what happened that day. So they told their parents, today Agasur was killed and this happened, highway and all those things. So that time, Parikshit Maharaj asked Shukdev, okay, how is that? After 1 year, it was told. And then Shukdevji narrates the Brahma Samohan Leela. So this is one wedding of Krishna. Now in between, the same thing, in between, Nanda Baba was having baby Krishna in hand. So this must have happened much, much, much earlier than Brahma Samohan Leela. Because that time Krishna was baby in the arms. And he was walking in the territory of Bhandirvan. Just like that, herding cows and having Krishna in his lap, and they were going around, and suddenly it became it became so much of wind, Zanzavat. And then suddenly all clouds came together, dark clouds creating darkness. And because of the wind, all the leaves fell from the trees. And then within few minutes, there was dust everywhere and there was darkness. And it was like fearful situation for Nanda Maharaj, because his cows, his babies were all getting disarrayed and scared and bewildered. And he also got scared, and Krishna started crying in his arms. The whole sky was covered with dark color clouds, as if there were hundreds and hundreds of clouds in a row covering the cloud. And then immediately it was dark within few moments. And Sri Krishna was crying very loudly, and he just clasped the neck of Nanda Maharaj as if he was very scared. And then Nanda Baba was thinking, let me reach home early, let me reach home early. But he just didn't know which direction to go. Everything was dark. And at that time, he was thinking, I should go. At that time, as effulgent as millions of suns in the darkness of clouds, Radharani appeared there. And she was like, not a baby in the arms, she was a little bigger baby. Young girl, maybe 5, 6, 7 year old, looking like that. And she created that effulgence and she appeared. And immediately, it is explained that she was, she saw Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba offered pranams to her. This is very significant. Because all of you know that when Krishna was born, Vasudev sent Garga Muni to Braj to keep names for Krishna Balaram. And he warned that, please be careful, Kamsa should not be alarmed, because you are my Purohit. If my Purohit goes somewhere, that means those lost sons must be there. Why Garga Muni will go to give anybody's name? Because he is Kulu Purohit of Vasudev. And Vasudev's children were missing from Kamsa's point of view. And he was searching them regularly by sending demons and killing them. So if news comes from Braj that Garga Muni came to name somebody, that means for Kamsa it is a signal that there is only the children. There are the children of Vasudev whom I have to kill. So they held the ceremony in the Gaushala. That all we know. The name keeping was done. But interestingly enough, what Shukdev Goswami has not explained in Bhagavatam, but afterwards Garga Sanhita explains that, ki after name keeping ceremony at Gokul, not in Nandagaon. Is that right? They were in Gokul. After name keeping ceremony at Gokul, Garga Muni, out of plan, went on his own to Raval, to Vrishabhanu Mahal. And he took Vrishabhanu by hand from his mahal and took him into forest and told him that I have come to tell you that your daughter, already she was born naturally, your daughter is Antaranga Shakti of the Supreme Lord Hari of Goloka, of Golokeshav Hari. And her Priyatama, her Pranavallabh, Sri Krishna is this Nanda Baba's son and Nanda Baba's son. And Balram is another than the Balram, Ananta Shesha. And he glorified Krishna, glorified Balram and Radharani also. And he said, in the course of time, you have to get your daughter married with Krishna. He gave the full secret open, told the whole story also, how you did tapasya and how you got Radharani. This is all divine arrangement, you must have forgotten, but I have come to tell you and I am very happy to tell you this. So how this connection came? Nanda Maharaj told Radharani that Garga Muni had told me about you, that you are his Pranavallabha and he is your Pranavallabha. And now I am very scared. I am requesting you. I know you now because of Garga Muni Maharaj's information to me. You are the supreme goddess of fortune, internal potency of Krishna. So I am very scared now. My baby is crying. So please take the baby and arrange to drop him to Nanda Bhavan. So she took the baby. And it was like so many rains and clouds and dust, everything. So suddenly when she went away, he didn't know where she went. And where she went? She entered Bandirvan. And as soon as she entered Bandirvan, just see. As soon as she entered Bandirvan, Prithvi Devi appeared with all her glories. You know, if you read Krishna's birth time, birth pastime, even there it is mentioned that all the six rutus came in their best capacity and best glory at the same time, which generally happened. But to welcome Krishna, all the six Rutus came with their full glories at the same time together. So at that same time, the same people, they came together, six Rutus. Divya Bhudevi appeared there with all her glories in Bhandirvan. And in Bhandirvan, Govardhan appeared and Yamuna appeared and Shri Vrindavan Dham also appeared there. Now Vrindavan Dham is different than Bhandirvan, by the way. It's one of the 12 forests, Vrindavan, Bhandirvan and Bhadravan and Bilvavan and all the ones. But Vrindavan also appeared along with Govardhan and Yamuna right in the Bhandirvan. Then what happened? Then Sri Krishna suddenly became 16-year-old youth, fully decorated as a bridegroom. And Radharani also became 16-year-old youth from whatever she was. And she was also appeared to be fully dressed up as a bride. As soon as this happened, great Vivaha Mandapa manifested immediately, just like appeared. Divine effulgent Vivaha Mandapa. And then a great Singhasan appeared in that Vivaha Mandapa. And then from Satya Loka, Brahmaji appeared. And he started immediately chanting slokas in glorification of Radha and Krishna. And then he expressed to Krishna, I have a desire to get you married. And Krishna had earlier promised him that when I will appear, you will come down and get me married. When Krishna instructed all the demigods in details who will become whom, which Gandharva will become whom, which demigod will take which position, which place, everything in detail he told. Even Bhishma Dev, Kauravas, Pandavas, everybody was told. What Surya Dev came as Vrishbhanu Maharaj. That time Brahma also was given duty that when I will come down, I will appear and in Bhandirvan you will get us married. So Krishna was reminded by Brahmaji, I have come down to fulfill the word that you have given. So Brahmaji appeared and he became Yajna Purohit. And it is said that he did Gandharva Vivaha. In Gandharva Vivaha means when there is no requirement of sanction from mother and father of both the boys and girls. Boys, the boy and girl. That's called Gandharva Vivaha. In short, love marriage, where the parents are not involved. And whoever the Purohit is of Gandharva Vivaha, what he has to do, only two ceremonies he has to do. Any guess? Huh? And garland, bas. Sindur and garland. This reminds me of a nice, funny and beautiful story of Radha Gopinath temple. One time, Braj Bihari Prabhu and one devotee were sitting behind Prabhupada's asan and they were not visible to anybody and temple hall was empty. Somehow, sometimes happens, nobody was there in temple hall. Suddenly one young couple came in a simple dress, home, like very simple dress, Punjabi dress and some pant shirt and they just came and stood in front of Prabhupada. And they were in front of Prabhupada, there's a video film also. And they were looking here and there. Long time they look here and there. And there was nobody. So there was a plastic bag they had. And they took out two garlands. And again they looked here and there. Quickly the girl wore him. Quickly he wore her the garland. And then again they looked here and there. He took out one dibbi. And he put sindur in her, in the parting. And they bowed down to Prabhupada. And immediately they removed the garland, put back in the bag. And then they thought nobody is watching, but these people are watching from the slit fully. And somehow it was video recorded also. Maybe from CCTV. There's a footage. And they removed everything and they went there. And when they were receiving the laddu prasad, the person said, "Happy wedding." They thought he didn't see. He was not there. But when they were engrossed in their activity, he was there. He saw. And they smiled, they felt a little embarrassed and they went away. So only two ceremonies, exchange of garlands and Sindurdan. So it is explained that he did actually Gandharva Vivaha, but he didn't do only two ceremonies. He actually did Panigrahan also. Panigrahan means you hold the hands and you chant mantras. There is Panigrahanam. There is also something like this. You hold a right thumb of the girl with your right hand and chant some mantras. accepting her and making your vow confirmed with her as your wife, his wife. So as per Vedic Vidhan, Brahmaji performed Panigrahan. He also made them go around 7 times the fire, which he lit himself, chanting mantras. And he made them chant 7 mantras, which is most likely, as per our understanding, was Saptapadi mantras. 7 mantras chanted at Saptapadi. At every step you take, and you take a vow and give blessing to the new girl married. And then it is said that divine Parijata, Brahmaji had got garland from Swargaloka, from Swargiya Parijat. And he had not made garland of Parijata, he had made garlands of the Kesar of the Parijata. That means Pukesar, bolte na, Pukesar. What do you call that? The buds inside which multiply the flowers afterwards, the seeds which are there. So that those are supposed to be the most fragrant of even the more than flowers also. So Ajanu Bujalambita, the garlands were reaching their knees. Such garlands he had brought, and he made them exchange, and they were wearing those garlands. And again he chanted some mantras. This time when I did wedding at Udupi, we added one more. It's called as Ajya Hom. Ajya Hom is a vidhi where the girl holds her hand on the groom's right shoulder like this. She stands like this holding the right shoulder, and some mantras are chanted and some ahutis are given. So from this it is very clear that Brahmaji made Radharani hold Krishna's right shoulder with her right hand and chanted again few mantras. And then he made them bow down to the Agni. That, like what we do, we tell them finally to bow down to Agni, to the Lord and to parents. And it is said that Brahma then did Kanyadan. He was a Purohit, but there was no father mother there. So he did Kanyadan for Radharani to Krishna. He chanted 5 mantras to do Kanyadan of Radharani to Krishna. At that time, the demigods showered flowers from heavens. It is said that, in one reading I read, it is said that even Lalita, Vishakha and some chosen gopis were there in some description. In one description it is said, because there are 5 marriages, na, 5 places, so different thing happened different time. Also, some chosen demigods were also there who were accompanying Brahma as his entourage to assist him and help him. And it is said that at one place, there is Bhandirvan, only he was there and no one else was there. Only 2 of them and he, third person. But when the demigods were there, they showered flowers, and Devanganas were, some of them dancing on the sky, some of them dancing just next to them. And the Gandharvas did Mangalik Gaan. They sang very auspicious, you know, like Swastino, Govindaha, all the Swasti Vachanas and Chanti Vachanas and all auspicious. 3 kinds of songs are there. One song is glorifying the people who are getting married of their past. Glories of the past. And then some glories are current glories and some future glories. There are 3 types of singers who come, who sing specific glorifications. And in the king's palace, they are always there. And when the assembly begins, these 3 people sing in 3 different ways and then the assembly begins. This is the custom. Especially when somebody is born or somebody is getting married or something happening like that, auspicious, then they sing more of past and present glories. Repeatedly they did Jai Jai, Jai Radhe, Jai Sam Sundar. And then Mridanga, Veena, Venu, Nagada and Dundubis all were played by the demigods. And then the time came, because marriage ceremony got over. And the time came for? Time came for? Yes? Dakshina. So Brahmaji came to accept Dakshina. So Krishna said, what should I give you in Dakshina? So Brahmaji said, I want Prema Bhakti. So Krishna blessed Brahmaji with Prema Bhakti. And then Brahmaji suddenly disappeared. The mandap disappeared. The singhasan disappeared. All the things that appeared for a wedding, they all disappeared. Then it is said, one beautiful Nikunja Bhavan appeared there. Huge divine palace, effulgent like millions of suns in between Bhandirvan. And then Radharani cooked with her lotus hands a big feast for her own wedding only. After she cooked, They both sat down and fed each other. Nobody else is there, only they are there. Big, huge feast, they all enjoyed nicely. How many of you have gone to Bandirvan? So please imagine yourself that you are the hiding audience. Hiding audience watching all these things. Then you'll have great fun. Then after this huge feast was relished by them, with enough time, there's no hurry, very lovingly looking at each other's eyes, they were feeding one another, very, very happily. And then, Hare Krishna. And then, Radharani made tambul, and she gave Krishna. Then Krishna fed her tambul also. And then they were free. So they took rest for a while in each other's lap. And then they got up. And they started walking into various kunjas, which were manifesting one after another by the arrangement of the yoga maya. Within Bandirvan itself, very beautiful forest, you can say. Kunja one means which are closed from both sides, but private one. Only you can go and nobody else can go. So they entered the kunj and they started playing. What did they first play? They first played Luka Chupi, hide and seek. You can see a very beautifully decorated Radharani as a bride and very beautifully decorated Krishna with garland of wedding. They started playing Luka Chupi. From one kunja to another. He would hide in one kunja, she would search him in another kunja, and he will go to another kunja, she will go to another kunja, and then they played for a long time, the hide and seek. And it is said that when Radharani would find Krishna, what she would do? She will hold the corner of his pitambar and pull it like that. And then he will snatch it and he will go away again and hide again. So Radharani would hold his pitambar. Then they sat in one place, newly married couple, and they did lot of has pariyas. Lot of light talking, joking, teasing one another. After that, they did Ekant Raslila, which is very significant. They performed Raslila in Bandirvan. Only two of them. They were immersed in doing Raslila. After that, they went dancing to Vrindavan forest alone, and they danced there also. They went to the hiding places of Govardhan, that is called Kandara. Kandara means caves, basically, where you can go under the tree, under the rock, inside the rock, in the cave. But there were big caves, you could go full size standing also. So they went inside those Kandaras and danced for a long time, Raslila. Then they got a little tired. So then they entered Jamuna, which had manifested, I told you in the beginning only. In the divine Yamuna had so many lotuses blossoming, so many other fragrant flowers blossoming. Very beautiful, cool breeze was flowing. And the cool breeze was carrying the pukesar, the fragrance of the flowers. And it was very softly, manda manda sheetal, fragrant, sugandhit, vayu, was decorating the atmosphere. And then they entered Jamuna water. And they did long time jalakeli. Jalakeli means water pastimes. Bathing one another, splashing water one another, teasing one another, running away in the water. Then Radharani plucked one lotus flower and Krishna took out his flute. And in between, Radharani, when she was having the lotus flower, Krishna snatched it from her hands. And then because she got irritated, she snatched Krishna's murli. And then Krishna said, give my murli back, I want to play. He said, give my lotus back first. Then he gave lotus back to her, she gave murli back to her. Then in the waters of Jamuna, they played murli for a long time. Then, as they entered the water, all their shringar, which had appeared earlier, but went away. So then they came out, mopped themselves, came onto the bank of the Jamuna, and then Krishna decorated beautiful patravali on Radharani's face. And Radharani decorated Krishna very, very beautifully. It took long time. They took enough time, as if time was at standstill. Yeah, all these occasions, when all these things were happening. And then Sri Krishna and Radharani decorated each other. At one place it is given that Krishna decorated her. Huh? Okay? And naturally, Radharani would like to decorate Krishna. As soon as it came turn of Radharani to decorate Krishna, Krishna immediately became baby, like she was holding when Nanda Maharaj gave, and started crying. So then Radharani understood that he wants to now go back, and Krishna started crying out of fear, as he was crying before. So Radharani started crying because she was upset that Leela was interrupted. Leela Bhanga it is called this. Because of Leela Bhanga she started crying. But what to do? At the same time when she was upset, immediately Akashvani took place. Akashvani spoke that Radharani, your desire will be fulfilled very soon. Right now, you please go and give Krishna back to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, because they are very anxiously waiting for you, thinking that you will bring them back to Nanda Bhavan. So do not worry. Please take him back to Nanda Bhavan. So then Radharani as a grown-up girl and Krishna as a baby in her hand, crying, she carried all the way him to Nanda Bhavan. She climbed up the mountain and Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj were very eagerly waiting. And they saw how nicely this girl is bringing our Krishna, as promised, as desired by me. She handed over Krishna to Yashoda's hands and she went away. This is Gupta Vivaha Leela of Sri Radha and Krishna. This is Bhandirvan. So, the post-marital Leela, one Leela I distinctly remember, that Krishna got married to Radharani and she went to Nanda Bhavan in Nandagaon. And then Hariyali Tij came. And the custom in Braj is whoever is just married, newly married, a brother will come on a chariot and bring that girl from Sasural to mother's house, to his house naturally. So when Hariyali Tij season comes, they don't have to wait for Hariyali Tij to come. Before only, they take the girl from the husband's house to their house. And on the Hariyali Tij day, she is supposed to be swung in the mother's house on a very decorated jhula. So for that ceremony to take place on that day, before only they will take the girl who is just married. So everybody from Nandagaon, everybody from Barsana married to Nandagaon, all the girls were taken by the brothers to Barsana. And they were already swinging. Their brothers and mothers were singing songs and swinging them nicely. And nobody came to bring Radharani. So Radharani was very upset, very sad, and she started singing songs of separation. Oh Sridama, where are you? Oh Mother Kirtida, where are you? Have you all forgotten me because I got married? So nobody came, and it was half the day over of Hariyali Tij also. And then suddenly Sridama left from Nandagaon, Barsana. Today also on the day of Hariyali Tij, they prepare a horse and a horse cart, and they make Sridama's symbolic deity to sit on that, and they chant mantras, and he is supposed to go to bring Radharani. And then they swing Radharani in Hariyali Tij. And that is where actual Jhulan Yatra begins in Barsana. And it goes on till Purnima of Shravan month. So Hariyali Tij is the beginning of Jhulan Yatra. And the same day, Jhulan Yatra begins in Banke Bihari, in Radha Vallabh and all Vrindavan temples. So that is the unique Rath Yatra where Sridama comes from Barsana to Nandagaon. And Radharani eagerly waiting, crying a little bit also, immediately eagerly gets ready, boards the chariot, and he drives the chariot from Nandagaon to Barsana. And on reaching Barsana, then the swing is already ready, nicely decorated swing. Manikanchan ko bandhyo hindolo. All beautiful gold and diamonds and other jewels. They make nice jhula and they swing Radharani. That is one post-marriage pastime I remember. So, in one sense they got married, in one sense they didn't get married also. They maintained parakya ras and swakya ras at the same time. Then only Krishna can do, nobody else can do. So as we are on Bhandirvan, there are about 12 leelas took place in Bhandirvan. Anybody remembers? Before telling it directly to you. Any one you can tell? Any one Leela that took place apart from wedding of Radha Krishna? Kushti. Before that, the whole marriage ceremony took place under Bhandirvat. And I must tell you about Bhandirvat. Bhandirvat is a very, 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 very unique tree. Among all unbelievable trees, usually, what are the usual condition of trees in Vrindavan? That one tree will grow in Nandagaon and the branches will reach Mathura. The Mathura tree will have branches till Nandagaon. And Govardhan tree will have branch till Nandagaon, Barsana and till Mathura also. So it's like all trees were like everywhere. And most of the time even gopis, when they would come to give lunch to Krishna, it's called Chak Leela. They would also walk on the branches from place to place to avoid the crossing of Yamuna river or ponds. And then they would get down wherever they want to get down, wherever Krishna is playing, to deliver the lunch to them. So Bhandirvat is supposed to be the biggest of all the biggest trees. There are pastimes at Govardhan trees also, that one time in one of the branches of Govardhan, huge tree, God knows where the tree was, but there was a branch coming all the way to Govardhan. And at the end of the branch of the Govardhan, there was one Tota and one Maina. Okay? They are sitting to each other on the corner of the branch and they are discussing. What they are discussing? They are seeing down that there are footprints. And there are proper footprints sometime, someplace. And after that, there are deeper and half footprints. And they are watching. Okay? What they are saying? Ki Maina is saying, my dear Radharani is walking with your dear Krishna. And there are two footprints together. And then, what happened over here? Tota asked. So Maina said, here my dear Radharani was tired, so Krishna lifted her on his shoulders. So that's why there are deep footprints. And they were full. And then there were half footprints which are much deeper than that. She said, then he must have danced with her being on the shoulder of his. They are discussing like this. And actually they are depicting exactly what happened there without seeing them. They are just so intelligent people in Vrindavan Dham. Every bird and every animal or every whatever living entities, that just by looking at things, they can put two into two together and weave a story, which is a real story, not imagination. So they discussed full pastime. And finally, when they were discussing, what happened? They became ecstatic, the two birds. And they were sitting like this, na? They became like this. That means their feet were up and they were hanging down. And tears were falling from both of their eyes. And they were filling one of the deep half impression on the sand. And got filled up. And then when Kitak came and touched the water, he became Puram Vishnu Duta and went back to Godhead. This is the glory of Vrindavan. So, Bhandirvat is one of the biggest trees amongst these big trees. Today also if you go now, today it must be, I don't know, 100th or 1000th time more than the size. But that size also, which is supposed to be smaller today, is also so huge. It's a big platform on which that whole tree is still hanging. And today also it got long, long branches. There's one more what there, which is right in Bhandirvat only. Which is that what? Bansivat. There Krishna would sit down on the branch and call his cows. And at times he would call gopis to do Raslila. So Bhandirvat also is another place for Krishna's Raslila. And on that Bansi, on that what tree, he would sit and play flute to call gopis. And under that tree, Sridhama was standing when Krishna was going to Mathura. When Krishna was being taken by Akrura to Mathura, Sridhama met him there. And he said, how are you going? How can you go? He said, don't worry, I'll come back. I'll come only in 2 days' time. So he said, anyways, when you are there also, I cannot sleep in the night. It's a big pastime of him and Yashoda and Chitra Sakhi and Krishna, how he finally got a picture of Krishna made to just look at in the night to reduce his anxiety and fire of burning. So anyway, I cannot sleep in the night when you are here in Braj. What to speak of, you are going away from Braj, what I will do? I will just stand here only and I will not do anything. He said, don't worry, I will come day after tomorrow. And he stood there. And you know, after how long Krishna came? After how long Krishna came? After how much time Krishna stayed in Braj Bhumi? 11 years, 52 days. Some people say 10 years and 4 months. Doesn't matter. It means only one thing. 1/10 of a period that he stayed outside Braj. He stayed in Braj. So about 112 years he didn't come back. Why I say this? Because he was 125 year old when he conducted Mahabharata war. After Mahabharata was over, he came to kill Dantavakra in Mathura. Entered Mathura and killed Dantavakra. Dantavakra was a partner of Shishupal. Jay Vijay and Dantavakra and Shishupal. So Dantavakra was the last demon killed by Krishna. And when he came to Mathura to kill Dantavakra, at that time he took chance to enter the Braj and he met Sridhama at Bhandirvat. He embraced him. And at that time it is said, Sri Krishna, when he came back to Braj Bhumi, all the Brajvasis were about to die in separation. Their separation had reached peak, which is going to kill them very soon. So at the right opportune time, Krishna entered and took all the Brajvasis back to Golok Vrindavan. That's the time he took them back. And he again came down and he performed the departure pastime. Yadu Vamshanash and he Bhalaka Tirtha, he left from there. There is one village between Bansiwat and Bhandirvan. It's called as Chaira Gam. Chaira Gam means it had very nice shade. And after herding cows, Sri Krishna and Balaram would sit there and take rest under the shade of those trees. So Chaira Gam. Then Bhandirvan is a place where Pralambasur came. And Pralambasur came and Balaram killed him. Any idea where Balaram killed him? Which place Balaram killed him? Obviously, when I'm asking question, he didn't kill him in Bhandirvan. Very interesting it is. The reason of asking question is that you will think for a while and then I'll tell you the answer and you'll remember it. So, you know that story that Balaramji's party won the game. Krishna's party lost the game. So Krishna's party was supposed to lift Balaram's party, including Balaram, one person, and give them a round. So there Pralambasur entered as a Gopa from Krishna's party. And he lifted Balaram. He thought Krishna is too difficult to kill, but I will kill Balaram. He's also equally powerful, but I can kill him. So Pralambasur, as a coward boy, lifted Balaramji and started taking him little away, longer round than usual other rounds. Others were giving round and dropping the party. But this fellow was taking away, and took him really in wilderness. And told him such a long place that he took him to Palwal. What is Palwal's full form? Pralambasur Vadastal. It's become Palwal today. And Palwal is just almost half the way to Delhi. So Palwal also is Braj, extended Braj. And after reaching Palwal, he realized, oh, he's a demon. So when he questioned him, he became very big with red beard and red eyes and red shining, you know, jatas and fiery like and coal like eyes. And he started, and then Balaramji killed him with one fist on the head and he died. And Balaramji came back. They were wondering where Balaram went. But he explained to them, I went and killed him. And he came back. So how many pastimes are over now? You have to count, huh? Please. Bhandirvan Leela is over. Then I told you Chayar Gam, taking rest. Then I told you Bansiwat. Sridhama Leela I told separately. Ras Leela told separately. Okay? Sridhama waiting. Dantavakra killing. Krishna delivering Sridhama. And delivering all the Brajvasis to Golok Vrindavan. Then I told Pralambasur. After Pralambasur, everybody got relieved. And they will take rest. But what happened in this whole thing, they entered in a close by forest, which is part of Bandirvan, called as Munjatavi. Munjatavi is another forest. And they thought, we will go there. And they were roaming around, and cows first went away running, then they went running afterwards. Again, Vatsapalila, baby cows. And they entered that forest, which was like, from Krishna's point of view, an unknown forest to them, and they shouldn't have entered there. But as they already entered, the Krishna also had to go there. And they all slept, because they got tired, because they played a lot. And they got tired and they slept. As soon as they slept, what happened? Kamsa's agent came there and put the forest on fire. On all four sides. The fire also was a demon, and one who lit it also was a demon. And suddenly his boys and cows and the babies, boys, woke up because of the heat that they received. And then they saw all over place there was fire, and they will be consumed very soon. So they immediately called Krishna. And Krishna said, don't worry, close your eyes. And they all closed their eyes. And Krishna drank all the fire. Any reason why Krishna asked them to close his eyes? Little more elaborate. There was a fire in Vrindavan, in Davanal Kund. At that time, also they were sleeping in the mid-time rest. And that time when the fire came up, Krishna did not tell them to close eyes. And he drank the fire in front of their eyes. And that evening, all the coward boys went and complained to Yashoda Devi, ki before he ate dirt, now he drank fire also. So you can imagine, now you all know Krishna is Supreme Lord, so you are having great fun listening to the stories. But Yashoda Mai, she doesn't know his Lord. She was so worried when he ate dirt that he will die. What to speak of fire? He will get burnt. And his boy is very naughty. And he got good scolding also from his mother. So he understood that again if he does it, again they will go and tell mother. So this time he told him to close eyes. So Davanal also was treated over there. And then everybody went back very peacefully home. Another time Vatsasur came. You are counting? Then you say you forget afterwards to recite the story also. Right? One story which I told you on the Yajna day, then you forgot that story. So you write down. So Vatsasur came and Krishna killed Vatsasur. It's a long story how he killed him, but anyways, he came as one of the babies and Krishna spotted him. He said, this calf does not look like we brought him in the morning. What does that mean? Krishna knew every single calf which he would bring with him. Not only his calves, all the friends' calves. And there were millions and trillions in number. Millions of them. But each calf was known to Krishna and Balaram, their calves and the friends' calves also. And in the middle of all this cognizance, they could figure out that this one is not the one we brought in morning together. Look at his eyes. They are so red and so demoniac looking. Then Balaram says, yes, yes, yes. Krishna said, he is not demoniac, he is a demon. And we need to take care of him. So they went behind him and they killed him. And they were like very proud that they could spot the demon and they could diagnose and they could kill and all these things. So they went in front of gopis in Bandirvan. And then they were boasting that how Krishna killed the demon. But Radharani was very upset. Instead of getting appreciative, he said, no, we'll not talk to you because you killed a calf. Bull is a father, cow is a mother, and calves are very worshipable to us. And you have killed a calf. He said, no, no, he was a demon. He said, we don't know. You killed a calf. It's not good. Whatever you say, you killed a calf. So you have to bring all the holy places and take bath in them. You have to go to all holy places and take bath in them. So Krishna smiled and said, I don't have to go to any holy place. I'll bring all the holy places over here. So all the mountains, including like solid holy places, liquid holy places like Jala Pravaha and river and kundas and sarovaras and all possible things, upavanas and places as such, mountains as such, all the holy places appeared there. And Krishna with his flute dug a small well there. And all the waters entered there, all the rivers entered there, all the mountains entered there, all the holy places entered there, all the forests entered there. And then Krishna and cowboy boys took bath over there. And they said, now we are free from the sin of killing Vatsasur. Now you will talk to us, then you will talk to us. So that is Venukoop. Krishna dug a beautiful well in Bhandirvan, which is right in front of Balramji's Mandir, where Balram killed Pralambasur. Another reason why Balram's temple is there in Bhandirvan, because Bhandirvan is on opposite side of Jamuna River. There are 5 on this side and 7 on this side. 5 on south and 7 on north side. So amongst the 5 are Belvan, Bhadravan, and Lohavan, and Bhandirvan. These are on this side. And they are predominated by Balramji. That is why there is one Leela Pralambasur Vad which he did. That's why his murti is there. But if you go to Bhadravan, Belvan, and Lohavan, also Balramji's deity is there. As presiding deity of those 5 forests on one side of Jamuna. Then in that place, gopis would wrestle with Krishna. And all gopis individually would defeat Krishna. Usko aasman dikhate the Krishna ko. It's called Malla Leela. See, Krishna was getting defeated. And there's a very big secret of Brajbhumi. All of us, you should understand. Whichever festival you perform in Brajbhumi, Sri Krishna purposely gets defeated from all the gopis and coward boys and all Brijvasis. In Holi, he gets defeated. In Jhulan Yatra, he gets defeated. In every single thing what they do, he gets defeated. Only he defeats Radharani in which game? Pasha Khela in Chausar. When she sits with him at Shamkund, bank of Shamkund, that is where she defeats him. No, That is where she defeats him in Pasha Khela. In Shamkund, banks of Shamkund. So the reason behind this is Krishna is depicting to everybody. Even he comes to Holi, na? It is said when he comes to Holi, he brings lot of gifts, trunks and trunks filled with gifts, which are supposed to be given to people, given by people who lose the game. And he proactively only brings the trunks, gets defeated, and then distributes all the gifts to gopis. What is that called? Fagua. Fagua is the gifts given by the defeated party, the winning party, in the month of Fagun after playing Holi. So it's called Fagua. So in that Fagua, you will get rings, you will get ornaments, you will get earrings, you will get all kinds of things. And that Mahaprasad comes to you as Prasad. So many years in my life, I was wearing Fagua ring, silver ring of Radharani. This is the beauty that Krishna wants to get defeated. So Acharyas explain that the real essence of Braj is Sri Krishna gets defeated by the Brajvasis continuously and regularly. Hare Krishna. So Malla Leela is over. Then comes that it is said that although we have heard the story of creation of Venukoop, but still Venukoop also is an eternal existence over there. So it is said that in Satya Yuga, Satyavrat King Satyavrat put that Matsyavatar baby fish in Venukoop first. And then he became big. And after that it was moved out. So it's also called as Matsyakoop. Kitna past time ho gaya? Huh? So Bhandirvan, one more last past time. Why the name it is having Bhandirvan? Any idea? So there are 2 more pastimes. One is, it is a favorite place of Krishna to herd his cows and take rest. It's also Krishna's most favorite place to have his lunch. And when the lunch would come from home, when they were babies, they would not carry lunch with them. When they were doing Vatsapa Leela, what was the rule of Vatsapa Leela? Any idea? The rule is that from Nandagavan, yes, from Nanda Bhavan, on the topmost window, Yashoda will climb, and in any direction, wherever she could see, till what point, till that point only they have to go. So in the day, any time, She can climb and see where they are today, where they are now. And looking at that, where they are now, she will send elderly gopis carrying chak, the lunch meal. And they will walk on the branches of the tree from Nandagaon and exactly get down where they are playing. You missed that part. That the trees were beginning point, nobody knew. But branches were everywhere. Nandagaon, Barsana, Mathura, Vrindavan, everywhere there were branches of trees which were everywhere also. Nandagaon trees everywhere, Mathura trees everywhere, Vrindavan trees, Govardhan trees everywhere, branches. So when they would see, Yashoda would see from the top of her house where they are located now, before 1 hour of lunch time, she would send gopis with the lunch. And Krishna most of the times would love to take his lunch in Bhandirvan. So Bhandara is called Bhandirvan. Regular Bhandara would take place of Krishna and his cowherd friends, nicely eating in Golakar, Kamalakar fashion, feeding one another, teasing one another, snatching from each other's mouth. Already chewed up material they would snatch from each other's mouth. Krishna would chew and take out and feed in the mouth of Gopas, and like those pastimes would take place. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for patiently listening to the beautiful pastimes of the Lord. The most important thing is, these pastimes of the Lord, when we hear, they make us forget all the miseries. Is that right? You forget everything. You don't remember anything. Whatever may be haunting your mind is, at least for temporarily, for that much time, is taken off your mind. At the same time, they also entertain you. They lift you and they entertain you. But their purpose is not up to entertainment. When you hear such pastimes, Acharya say that these pastimes are very intimate, very loving and very private pastimes. We have to only hear with the mood of awe and reverence. They are Madhurya pastimes, but you have to hear with awe and reverence. That should be our mood. We shouldn't feel that we are part of the pastime and we are enjoying, you know. We shouldn't be in the mood of enjoyment of this pastime. We should be hearing them with great prayer in the heart, appreciation, gratitude and awe and reverence. Then they will have the real effect on our soul, that is purification of the soul. That will purify our soul. And we have to hear the pastimes of the Lord, never in the mood of enjoyment, but in the mood of gratitude for purification. So my heartfelt gratitude to all of you. You have helped in the wedding of Rupa Manjari. I can never forget that. All of you have worked so hard and spent days together, nights together, to do your bit and to make the Ekameva Utsav successful. So without, I will express our gratitude by calling you over here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.